Welcome to the Eat With Bee podcast. I'm Bretta, but you can call me Eat With Bee. I know it's weird. Everybody does. This podcast is essentially a dinner party with your friends on your phone. We're going to be talking about everything and nothing, today's hottest topics, things that are just interesting, what's going on in our brains. Seriously, nothing is off limits. Let's go. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Eat With Bee podcast. I'm really excited to be podcasting again. I really hate it when people are like, oh, I took some time off. Let me like recap for you, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. So normally what I would do on podcasting is like some long form interviews. They're like an hour long. They're amazing. And we're still going to do that, but I want to switch it up a bit. I still like longer episodes because when I listen to podcasts, I prefer a longer episode. I want to switch my podcast as little as possible. So a longer episode just works better for me. It's something that I like, and I want to make something that I like and that I would want to listen to. So we're still going to stick with longer episodes. The first couple might be around 30 minutes instead of an hour like they would normally be. And we're still going to have guests come on. Probably not in this episode though, but we're going to also work in some like shorter segments where we just talk about new things that are going on in the world. There's just so much going on and I want to talk about it more. It's just hard to fit it in like when I have like an interview with someone or something like that. So instead, I think that we can break it down into like smaller sections where we can just talk about everything and we'll have like jam-packed episodes with just a ton of really fun information or thoughts. And then I want to get you guys participating as well. So I'm going to work on some things for that too. But it has been, gosh, over a year since I've podcasted. And it's like a really big bummer because my last podcast episode on eating disorders with my friend Isabel is actually doing like so well. So the reason that I took a little bit of a break is that things just started to get like really overwhelming. And I think a lot of that was, you know, with the pandemic. And honestly, podcasting is one of the things that I find the most fun. It doesn't feel like work. It's also not work. I don't get paid to do this. It's just, again, fun for me to do. So I got really like just kind of stressed out with like, gosh, there's just so much going on right now. I'm like, well, let me look at my life. What things can I eliminate? Like, where can I reduce stress? And podcasting was one of those things. So I'm feeling like I'm in a really good spot with my life. And so I want to get back into podcasting and I'm so excited about that. I would also love to have a co-host for this show because like I love doing interviews and I think those are going to be my best episodes for sure. But I would also just love to have like some normal regular conversations and not have to line guests up every single week. So I would love to have a co-host and I have someone that I would love to be my co-host, but I'm like terrified. I'm terrified to ask them if they want to do it because I know they're really busy. So I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're all along for the ride right now, but I'm going to start sharing just some things going on in my life right now. And then I have some thoughts on some pop culture things, which is kind of weird for me because I am not super up to date on a lot of pop culture things. Oh, something you will probably never hear on this podcast is music. I wish that I listened to music, but I don't. So we'll talk about social media and other podcasts and Netflix. Ooh, I am a show junkie, TV series junkie. I don't watch movies either, so we probably won't talk that much about movies, but unless it's like really good and it's like a cultural phenomena, then maybe I'll watch it. But yes, that is what you can expect, plus like the normal health, fitness, food. I'm hoping to do like a lot of really fun foodie things for you. Yeah, and then just like lifestyle stuff, like including just the state of things going on. We'll probably talk about politics because I really like politics. So I get that that might not be for everyone, but maybe you can just skip over, you know, like a 5-minute segment on politics instead of a whole episode. So that should work out like that. But yeah, I also want to talk about some deeper issues as well. So I'm going to work on lining up some interviewees for all of those things. And we're going to bring you the best, most well-rounded podcast. I want to try and incorporate some like really fun games to make it extra fun for people. Yeah, so that is what you can expect. And I will try to stop saying So, oh, I almost did it again. It's fine. All right, moving on to the next segment. So while we're easing back into things, let's talk about what is going on in my life. So if you don't know, I live in Phoenix now. Up until maybe, 3 months ago? Is it 4 months now? I don't know. Up until July, I was living just outside of Boulder, Colorado. And before that, which would have only been a year and 3 months before that, I was living in rural Missouri in a small town called Kirksville. And I lived there for 8 months. And then before that, I was living in Kansas City, which I lived there for 2 years. And although I switched apartments halfway through, that is the place that I have lived for the longest amount of time in like the last 5 years. So Kansas City is still so like near and dear to my heart. I'm obsessed with Kansas City, actually. Like when people are like, oh, what should I do in Kansas City? I'm like, oh my gosh, let me give you like the entire rundown. In fact, one day I would love to host like a restaurant tour in Kansas City. Like that would make my heart sing. But anyway, we live in Phoenix now. And so it's me and my partner, Dave. He is a med student. I don't talk much about Dave just because he's not really on social media and his life isn't super public for like a couple different reasons. So I will mention him, but he's also not going to be like a big part. I would love for him to come on the podcast and talk about things with me, but he just thinks that he's like very uninteresting. So which like you guys are probably missing out because he would be a great podcaster because he just can monologue for such a long time all on his own. So he would be excellent, but that's okay. So I will do a whole about me episode. Like let's do that. That'll be fun. Obviously we're working on the fly right here, but all right, we're living in Phoenix. I was living in Colorado because I had gotten a job at Children's Hospital of Colorado, and I was a dietitian there working with kids, mostly kids with autism, and doing both like weight management and nutrition clinics. So that's like growth and then GI and a lot of stuff like that, but really heavy on developmental pediatrics and like using food and nutrition as therapy for whatever's going on in our brains. So that's what I was doing before. And I also have a private practice and I'm still doing that now, but I have a couple of really exciting things that I'm also doing. And before that I was a retail dietitian, and that is like one of the coolest jobs you could ever have. I worked in a grocery store. I had a really great team around me as far as like the management went. And I know that's not everybody's experience, but I really did feel like I was valued there. It's just that it wasn't quite aligning with my ultimate career goals. So I moved on to Children's Hospital of Colorado. All right, so we moved to Phoenix for Dave to finish med school. And for the last 3 years or so, I've had a private practice. So I'm doing that full time now. And that mostly consists of like contract work. So I partner with other groups and then I see patients for them. So I have some pediatrics clients, but I just started working with a group called Optimal Human Health, and I'm incredibly excited about working with them because there's actually physicians on staff and it's all personalized medicine. So integrative and functional medicine would be like another term for it. Basically, it morphs like this conventional med using all of our like all of the perks of modern day medicine that you would go to and you would go and get at a hospital with some things that maybe your normal doctor's not looking at, like genetics, really extensive lab profiles, using different tools and gadgets to kind of help figure out what's going on in your health profile. And then they also kind of take a step back and they look at like, okay, where do we need, you know, conventional medicine and what's like really going to be beneficial for you versus like what can you actually change in your lifestyle and with your diet and with food and nutrition that's going to make a bigger impact. And so it's a really great balance of using like the tools and medications that a lot of people are on and also looking deeper at food and nutrition and your lifestyle and stress and all of that and how your body's reacting to that. And it's so cool and I am loving working with them. And yeah, it's just ultimately like what I've worked with them for maybe a month now, maybe a little bit more than a month, and I'm loving it. Like this is everything that I thought that I would be doing as a dietitian, I get to do here. So that is just like a quick little recap. Also, the most exciting thing that I'm doing right now is only working virtually, so I don't have to go into an office. There is a group here in Phoenix that I'm partnering with and gonna do some contract work for them as well, that I do have a physical space I can go to if I need to, but I have all the flexibility to travel as much as I want, and I'm gonna do that in a couple of weeks with my parents, so you guys will get all the pictures from that. So, very exciting, just a little mini update. I'll do an entire in-depth about me podcast probably next, but let's move on. So I, like everybody else, finished Squid Game this last week, and I don't really want to dive into any of the themes. It's just been talked about a lot. I don't know. I think we all know, like, this is bad. You know, capitalism is bad. All these other things are bad. Like, this is just icky and it makes us feel bad, but it's a great show. But I want to talk about, like, Squid Games and streaming and, like, other shows that are out right now and how I think shows should be. So for some background, I like to say that one of my greatest skills is being able to binge watch a TV show. I hate the idea of having to sit down and, like, commit 2.5 hours to a movie, but give me 30-minute or 1-hour episodes and boom, I will crush those, and I can, like, sit for 8 hours, which is, like, not good, but I always know that I have the option to get up every 30 minutes to an hour if I want to. And, like, nothing feels better than just crushing an entire series. So I hate it when there's, like, another season that, like, the first season really sets you up for and you're like, ugh, I gotta watch it. So in general, like, I'm fine with having multiple seasons of a show. One of my all-time favorite shows is Friends. You know, there's 10 seasons to that. Love it. Other shows and sitcoms with multiple seasons, I'm all about it. But I think sitcoms and sitcoms being multiple seasons, that's, like, pretty much where, like, it ends. I don't think other shows should be multiple seasons. Like, we don't care how much money they make. Let's get on board with, like, more limited series and just make them longer series. Once we get into, like, the second season of so many really, really great shows, it just is just not good, but I'm already committed and I have to finish watching it. And it's just, like, really, it's really frustrating that I'm spending time watching something that's not good just so I can finish it and feel like I've accomplished something. So I'm all about the limited series and I love that. So for example, Squid Games, the setup, sorry if there's, like, spoilers here. So there might be spoilers. If you haven't seen it yet and you're going to watch it, probably move on. I'm just not going to think about what I might be spoiling for you here. So sorry. The end of Squid Games, you know, it sets it up for a second season, and I know that they've already, like, renewed for a second season on Netflix, but I would rather just have, like, 5 more episodes that fall into the first season, wrap it up, tie it up nicely with a bow. If you need to do, like, another mini plot, that's fine, but that's where I want it to end. There's always, like, these shows, like Squid Games, for example, there's a very clear, like, start and finish for one season. And then it's like, what are you going to do for the next season? I just have a feeling it's going to be like The 100 or like Prison Break, where those were really, really great first seasons. And then the second seasons were just the exact same plot of the first season 3 more times. No, thank you. Please don't turn, like, Squid Games into this. I also think there's, like, some other shows out now. Speaking of new shows, we're going to talk about Apple Plus. There might be some spoilers for The Morning Show and Ted Lasso, and that's probably it. So if you haven't watched those and you're gonna watch those, get on it. Also, they're coming out one episode at a time, so it'll only be up to whatever I've seen most recently. So yes, with The Morning Show, that also should have been a limited season. Like, this season, the second season is, like, fine. It's just so much more chaotic and so much more drama, and everyone's becoming really unlikable. I don't want it. I would have rather them have made 15 episodes in the first season and wrapped it all up nice and just called it quits, and then make me a new show with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Steve Carell. Love them. Love the show. Or give it, like, a longer life. Like, if you're gonna have a show like this and you're going to do multiple seasons, I need you to plan beginning to end, like all 4 or 5 seasons, like what that's going to look like and what the end game is at the end of the 5th season, not just at the end of the 1st season and saying, I don't know, let's do another season. No, stop doing it. I don't want it. All right, rant over on those things. I also think Ted Lasso could have just been like one season. I really enjoyed the 2nd season. I don't think it's like bad. It's actually much more like classic kind of sitcom style where there's not really like an overarching plot right now. I mean, there kind of is, but not really as much so as like the 1st season. And that's more okay. Like I said, I think sitcoms run really well for multiple seasons. The only other thing that I've seen recently or that I can think of that has multiple seasons and it's like going well and it's like okay throughout each of the seasons is All American. You know, the 1st season was good. 2nd season, like there's definitely stuff that they've added on and like layered on, and it's not just the same thing happening again. I mean, yes, they're trying to watch or like trying to make it to state and win state, but the things that are happening in between are different and developing, and like that's okay. I wouldn't say that that's like super critically acclaimed show, but as far as like watching multiple seasons of it, it's been okay. So yes, that's my update on streaming, and let's talk more about some streaming platforms. All right, now that streaming platforms are like infinitely expanding and like everyone has their own streaming platform, which I get it. I don't hate it. I do hate it. I would just wish like keep your stuff on Netflix. I don't know. I'd rather just have everything in one place, but I get why there should be some different streaming platforms, and there's some series that are on specific streaming platforms that are their originals that I really do like a lot. So I'll kind of run through those. What I have access to right now is Netflix, Prime, Hulu, Peacock, and Apple Plus. And then technically I have access to Disney Plus, and there are shows that I would want to watch on Disney Plus, but like it's a whole long thing with Verizon and like it's really triggering to talk about. So that's a story for another time. Anyway, if you're gonna have a streaming platform, like I want it to not be the worst thing in the world to navigate. So the UI, the user interface on both Apple Plus and Peacock are terrible. They're so terrible. On Peacock, you can't tell which show you're highlighting. And every time you like click on a show to like get the details of it, and then you go back to like the list of shows, it takes you back to the very beginning. Like, what is happening here? Who did you hire as your designers? You're like, what, probably a $1 billion company? I don't really know. I haven't looked up any stats on that, but probably a $1 billion company. And your streaming platform, you're going to have bad UI. Like, that is probably one of the easiest things to do. Make your employees watch some stuff on your streaming service and tell you how to make it better. It is so frustrating. So that's annoying. It's also just kind of like challenging to navigate overall. I would say the same thing about Apple Plus. Apple Plus is like a little bit improved from Peacock, but they don't highlight the thumbnails for the shows. They get like a smidge bigger, but they're all kind of like dark and there's like a black background on Apple Plus. So they also don't like brighten the thumbnail, they darken the thumbnail. And it is incredibly challenging to figure out like, what am I like clicking on here? Every time I go like, so there's a show called Schmigadoon on Apple Plus, and I don't know, I think I turned it on one time right before bed and I have no idea what it's about. But they have kind of like a white outline just on their thumbnail. So every time I open up Apple Plus, I always think that I'm just like highlighting Schmigadoon on there, but I'm not, because that doesn't make any sense, because it's like the 4th or 5th thing down on what I've been watching. So like, what the heck? I have other beef with Apple Plus too, and like I love some of their originals. Ted Lasso, amazing. The Morning Show, amazing. Big fan. And then, oh, The Problem with Jon Stewart, also really good and really excited about that. And oh, there's one more. What is the other show on Apple Plus right now? Gosh, I should have prepared this. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. But what they're doing is they're releasing one episode at a time for a lot of these shows. And that's like fine. I don't love it. I'd rather like prefer Netflix's style. Just drop the whole series. I want to watch it. Give me another show and move on. But, you know, cool thing about dropping one episode at a time generates more buzz around it. You know, people are going to be talking about it for weeks versus a couple days, and it's going to be like relevant for a lot longer. Yeah, that's all fine. But they release Ted Lasso in the morning show, which Ted Lasso, the season, second season has ended, and they're just going to do one more season, which I'm all about. I think I love Ted Lasso. Jason Sudeikis is awesome. Don't know if they can push it too much past 3 seasons before things like get sad and people have to leave the show, and I don't know, it's a big bummer. But they're releasing them, or they were, both on Fridays. Why would you release like two of your biggest shows on the same day? So what you should be doing is like, okay, Ted Lasso is going to come out on Wednesday. The morning show is going to come out on Friday. This other show is going to come out on Thursday. And then we're going to have, you know, maybe 5 or 6 shows kind of in the running that come out every single day of the week. So then I'm always going to go to Apple Plus like once every day to watch all my shows. Otherwise, if they both come out on Friday, on either Friday night or Saturday night, or no, it's maybe Saturday morning, I'm just going to watch the two episodes of the two most recent episodes of my favorite shows. And then I'm not coming back to Apple Plus for another week. Like I have no reason to. So I don't know. I just think that's kind of dumb versus like if you were showing up there every day to watch, you know, another great show or even twice a week instead, you're going to see some of their other shows that they have that are probably really good too. And then maybe you're going to warm up to clicking on some of those other shows, and then they're going to get more subscribers, or they're going to keep you around for a lot longer. And they're going to get more view time. It's just a whole thing. And I think they're doing a really poor job at it. And like, especially for a billion-dollar company, I need them to get it together. It's just dumb. So, rant. I've been like thinking about this for far too long, but it's been very frustrating. Okay, so back to the UI issue on like where you can't tell how the shows are going to be. I will say that if you're using Peacock and Apple Plus on your phone, it's not that bad because you like, there's no like clicking. Obviously, like you have complete control over where you click, but not everyone. I know a lot of people watch shows on their phone, and I do too. But I think most people or a lot of people are like in some way watching them on their TV, whether like we're using a PlayStation 4, some people are using an Xbox, a Roku, whatever that is for you. I don't know, like having the UI kind of optimized for using it on a TV is pretty important. So yeah, that's just like really obnoxious. Whereas like Netflix, as you try and like move through the shows, you don't go, like your eyes stay in the same place and they highlight that very first position. And then they run the shows through the first position, which I think is really nice. And I think they're doing a really good job of that. So that's what I would recommend everybody does. I don't know exactly off the top of my head how Hulu's doing it, but I don't have any problem with how Hulu has their UI. And then Prime, I sometimes watch Prime on the TV, but I mostly watch Prime on my phone. And I think Prime has some really great originals as well. Like I haven't watched the new season of Modern Love, but really loved the first season of Modern Love. I thought that was excellent. The Boys is pretty good. I haven't finished the second season yet. And then my favorite, this is literally the only reason that I still have Prime and I pay for Prime every month, is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Might be one of my like all-time favorite shows. Maybe I'll do like a Mount Rushmore of my favorite shows for you guys. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is amazing, and every time I go to cancel my Prime membership, because I really don't order anything off of Amazon, and I really hate giving them my money, but I watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, like, every night as I'm, like, winding down for bed, and that's kind of, like, my nighttime show. I'll, like, play games on my phone, which I know is really bad for actually falling asleep, but I'll do that, and then watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. All right, so there is our tech update on streaming services. Uh, All right, that's going to be all for today, and we're going to see where this goes. So thank you guys for tuning in, and send me a DM on Instagram if there's something that you want to hear, a guest you want me to interview. If you want to be interviewed, hit me up at eatwithb.rd. All right, check you guys later. Bye.